As Mr. Billy Cobham, and from his album BC, that is the track called Traveling Music. There you go.
Yeah,
Mr. the legend. What a legend Billy Cobham was with his time with Mahavishnu and solo working with Tommy Bowling, the legendary guitar player. Yeah. Billy Cobham, back in the day. All right. Well, you are listening to Transatlantic Express Radio Show. My name is DJ Ian, and we are almost done for the day. We started a little late at 12:07, so we've still got about another 18 minutes to go. So we're going to try and fit in a few tunes. Yeah, you heard in that set Billy Cobham, as I mentioned. You heard Fanny, Rock and Roll Survivors, and the title track from their 1977 album. Oh, was it 1974? Yes, 1974. Justin Hayward solo, Tightrope from Songwriter. That was 1977. Pardon me, my coffee. And the Eagles, Journey of the Sorcerer. Now, I kept calling it Journey to the Sorcerer. I don't know if it's Journey of the Sorcerer or Journey to the Sorcerer. And that was from a remastered from 2013, but originally came out, of course, on one of these nights in 1975. And it's about the only Eagles show, Eagles track I will play on this show. I do like the Eagles, but I just don't think they're appropriate for what I play anyway. So, what else? Yeah, I think that's about it for me chatting. I'm trying to fit it all in the 2 hours that. Otherwise, I might as well get cut off if I'm on CGSF. It's all automated up there. You see, it's all automated computers and whatnot. Just reading on Facebook now. Brian May has announced that he will not play in the United States. They were supposed to be doing a concert at the Sphere in Las Vegas, and now it's all cancelled. They don't want to have anything to do with coming over to the USA to play, and I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all. As I was saying earlier, this is not America, as Debbie Boy was singing earlier in the show. So, yeah, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. But, yeah, the rhetoric coming out on the comments in Facebook, of course. America is divided on this. The people who are supporting all this are very loud and proud that they are moving to a fascist state. And there's always that. My philosophy is this. There's half the population who don't do anything. There's a quarter of the population who want to make it right, and then there's a quarter of the population who are kind of against the people who want to make it right. So either way, how you interpret that is entirely up to you. And I don't think Canada's that much different anyway. I mean, we're seeing, you know, obviously, this big thing with Alberta wanting to go their own way and Quebec wanting to go their own way. It's a sign of the times, and we don't know where we're going. So we don't know where we're going to end up, that's for sure. All right, let's get into some Cold Blood. Now, Cold Blood were a California band, and they did a great version of Kissing My Love, which my band used to do back in the day. But this is from 1969, and it is a, let's get it lined up, there we go. I think I'm getting my head around this new version of music player on the iMac here. It's a little different, but you just have to kind of set it up a little bit differently. I'm sure I'll figure it out. I am 63 years old, and it takes time for me to figure out new things, you know, and then I forget. Anyway, this is a track called You Got Me Humming from the first Cold Blood album way back in 1969. See, I don't always play stuff from the 70s. This is, Cold Blood. Yeah. You are listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog.
Man that you got, and you higher I can't stand fire, baby. Oh, you just do hard to handle.
You've been listening to Transatlantic Radio Show, Transatlantic Express. Hope you've enjoyed it. My name is DJ Ian. We do this every Friday live, 12 till 2 on thehouseofprog.com. We're going to leave you in the hands of some classic Canadian. That was Ducks Deluxe. Got a bit of Cozy Powell. Some Cold Blood sudden that I set off. Have a good week, everybody. Been listening to DJ Ian on thehouseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon.